Okay, today is Daf Gimel. Today's Daf Gimel of Masechta Beita. We're on Daf Beis, on the Beis on the Beis, on the bottom, the second to bottom line. And today's share is sponsored by the Freud Vim, Lili Yilu Nishmas, Rachel Bas Mordechai. Shalom, Shalom, Leah. So, yesterday we said two explanations, why our Mishnah is talking about. Explanation number one was Rav Nachman, and he said that we were talking about yes. Rav Nachman was said it was talking about an egg that was what? That was legadel.
A chicken,
right? Had Rav Nachman answer it? Rav Nachman said we're talking about a chicken that is used for the eggs.
Right.
And if you hold from muksa, you hold from nolad. If you don't hold from muksa, you don't hold from nolad. What did the Gemara ask on that? Why didn't the Mishnah say both? Okay. Then we had Rabbah. Rabbah said it's a hachana problem. And it's only talking about when Yontif falls out after Shabbat. So it's a gzira. The egg is laid on Yontif, but it really was hachana was on Shabbat. That's a problem. Okay? That's answer number two. Answer number three. Rabbi Yosef Omar. Rabbi Yosef says... Oh, here we are. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Gzeira Mishum Peros Hanoshrin. It's a Gzeira, Otu, Peros that fall off the tree. You're walking down the street on Shabbos, and you have your own backyard, and you have an apple tree in your backyard, and you see an apple on the floor. And Friday afternoon, it was not there. So it fell off the tree on Shabbos. So could you eat that? Minatora, why not? It's a Gzeira. If we allow you to eat that apple, maybe you'll climb up the tree and pick the apple also. Right? So it's a gzeira. Don't eat fruit that fell off. Maybe you'll come to pick them yourself. And what's picking them yourself? That's an itzer of kotzer. Right? So too, if I allow you to... So to what? If I allow you to eat this egg that was hatched on Shabbos, on Yontif, what might happen? Right? Let's finish the sentence. What's going to happen?
You might pick trees or apples off trees.
Might pick apples off trees.
Yeah, well, how can you do that?
It's Xavier Mishum Peros Hanoshrin. Says Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Omar. Rashi says something. I'm not sure how to finish the sentence. What's the Xavier?
I don't know.
We're not going to allow you to eat an egg that was laid on Shabbos. Or to what?
You're
going to go into the chicken to get the egg out?
No,
that can't be.
The Xavier stops. The Xavier is it. You're going to pick up that apple and eat it off the floor.
You can get the apples because
that was the tree.
So the answer is...
The apple's the given. We have to compare it to the egg.
That's correct. So the egg is laid on Yontif.
I'm going to pick an apple on Yontif.
You're not going to pick the apple. You're going to pick the apple off the floor.
No, it's the same Xavier.
That's right, you're going to pick an apple off the floor.
If I'm allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Yontif, I might come to pick an apple off a tree.
Off the floor.
Off the tree.
Not off a tree.
Off the floor, off the floor, off the floor. Right, he's right.
One second, that's backwards. The case that we have already is the apple. That's the given.
Right.
So we have to compare it to the egg, not the egg to the apple.
Okay, so let's see Rashi inside. Let's see Rashi inside for a minute. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Rabbi Yosef Omar. Time of debates the Batarnagolas, Ha'omedes La'achila. Really, we're talking about a chicken that you want to eat. And Udika Kin, like we said that already. Ubeis Hillel de Asri. Why does Hillel say it's Asr? I'm allowed to eat a chicken. Why is it Asr? An egg that's born on Yontif is Asr. Why? Mishum Perus Hanoshrin Min Ha'ilan. It's because just like fruit that fall off a tree, the next word of Rashi is terribly controversial. B'Shabbos? I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about Yontif. Anyway.
Maybe because they may not have the zero Yontif.
Oh, so that's going to lead to, according to, that's what Rashi seems to say.
Yeah.
Rashi seems to say that if a fruit fell off on Yontif, you'd be allowed to eat it.
Exactly.
On Shabbos, not. That's what Rashi seems to say. The Kasalka Daitach, Hashta Gzeirahu, Mishum Peros Hanoshrin. It's a gzeira because a peros hanoshrin. The lo nachlinhu. Don't eat it. The ha nami leperos hanoshrin in the ilan damya. It's like fruit falling off a tree. Sha'avzu pri hanosher. This is also like a pre that fell off the source. You hear that?
Yeah. Because the halacha is not the egg. The halacha is the fruit.
Right. So now, what happens if an egg is born on Yontif? But still says, don't eat it. Why not? It's a gzera. Just like we don't allow you to eat fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, Yontif.
Right.
I don't allow you to eat an egg that fell out of its mother on Shabbos Yontif. Right. Why not? Same gzera. What does that mean? Exactly. I'm not exactly sure. What?
So go back now. What's the gzera to the egg?
The
same. You might get the egg from where?
From the mother.
The chicken?
The mother.
We're allowed to eat the mother.
Exactly.
So I think what Rashi's...
That's why it's a problem.
I think what Rashi's saying is what Mr. G said. If I allow you to eat this egg, I might come to eat fruit that fell off the tree I got them.
Exactly.
Okay, one second. I tell you the truth. I don't have an answer, but we're going to get sidetracked. There's a lot more to say on this daf. A lot more. The whole Hilchos Yontif is on this daf right now. The next three lines. I'm going to let it by it. One second. Peiros Hanoshrin, time of night. What's the reason I can't eat an apple that fell off a tree? What's the reason why not? It's a gzera. What's the gzera? Shemayale v'yidlosh. Right? Maybe you'll climb up the tree and you'll pull it off. And what's that? That's the rice of kosher. So, but second, but he goof a gzera. But eating the apple is only a gzera. Vana nekam v'niz a gzera l'gzera. And now I'm going to make a gzera to a gzera? What's wrong with making a gzera to a gzera? What's wrong with that? Why not?
No, this is insane.
What?
We don't worry about our buttons or our buttons.
Why not? But why not? Why not? Why not make a gzera l'gzera? So? So why not? Why not? So we'll think about it. Why not? So a gzera will make, but a gzera to a gzera. So Rashi says many places that it says in the Torah, Shmartem es mishmarti. Make one gzera. It doesn't say Shmartem. Doesn't say that. Who is this? The Rashbeit gives Mati's answer. But then what will be Mutter in this world? Every day we'll add another gzera. We'll take away everything. That's not what Hashem wanted.
It sounds like what we're living
in
now.
Anyway, so Gemara answers. Cool. That's not a gzera. That's a chumra. Kula chad gzera. It's all one big gzera. So it's not really a gzera. The gzera. It's all one big gzera. When do you say gzera the gzera? And when do you say it's kula chad gzera? I don't have an answer to that one either. That's a good question. Okay, the real discussion now is on this is in the see the big toast of us. We're not gonna do the whole thing.
Getting a side question.
Yeah.
If you have an apple tree in your backyard, yeah. An apple falls over, you pick up the apple. I might have to. Yeah. So if you take a fruit from your fridge and you have an apple tree in the backyard, well, I like the apple.
No, but the fruit in your fridge didn't fall on Shabbos.
Who cares?
So then you couldn't eat anything on Shabbos.
Why are you gonna leap from taking the apple from the ground to now picking it off the tree?
Because on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, you looked at your kitchen when you saw your backyard. Said, what a nice tree I have over there. Yeah. And then Shabbos morning, you see the apples on the floor. Okay. It's a very small step. Eat those apples to pick more apples. From my refrigerator, I'm not going to go pick apples? Everyone knows
the
analogy.
I'm hungry, I want more. We have that in everything.
You never
eat. Ride a horse and shops.
That's a gzera l'gzera, what you want to do.
Ride a horse and shops and rip off a branch. Come
on. So according to that, I shouldn't walk down the street. Maybe I'll rip off a branch.
Exactly. Right. Come on. Never
ever. Okay, so look at the Tosfos. The big Tosfos. It's, okay. So this big Tosfos has fat lines, then skinny lines. Then fat lines, then very fat lines, right?
Yeah.
So it's in the lines before the very fat lines. It's like 10 lines down in there where it says the second word ach tema, where it says ach tema. It's about 10 lines down. You see it?
Yeah.
You see where it says ach tema?
You like saying wide, but okay.
Ach tema. Now 1 second, asks Tosfos. My shema yalav yitlosh. What's the big deal? You might go and climb a tree and pick an apple on Yontif. Afil lechachilim mutter litlosh. It should be mutter to do that on Yontif. Why? To ochel nefesh mutter. Ochel nefesh is mutter, no? Aren't allowed to cook on Yontif? So what's the difference between cooking and climbing a tree and getting the fruit off? That's what Rashi said on Shabbos. Rashi said Shabbos. Right? Rashi said Shabbos. They are going to point that out. But Tosfos says, why can't you climb a tree on Shabbos? On Yontif. Why not? Ochel nefesh, no? I'm allowed to cook. I'm allowed to take a frying pan and cook eggs on Yontif. Everyone does that. I never heard anyone who doesn't do that. Why not? So why can't I climb a tree? It's a fundamental question. Not only that, the gam kasha l'kamon, the same thing later on, daf chav gimel tanan, ain't sudden dogim in a bibirin be Yontif. You're not allowed to trap fish on Yontif. Am I? Why not? Ochel nefesh who? It's ochel nefesh. What's the difference between that malacha and cooking? What's the difference? Or lighting a fire. Those are what we allow. No. What do you mean, machshire?
Yeah,
machshire ochel nefesh means I'm going to chop down a tree because I need to build a spoon. Yeah. One second. Tosfos addresses what you said right now. The ain't loma. Don't tell me. If I could have done it beforehand, I'm not allowed to do it on Yontif. Don't give me that answer. Which is basically what you said. Don't give me that answer. Why? Kilo is Abed Lame Erev Yontif. I didn't do it Erev Yontif. Right? And otherwise, and then I should have done Erev Yontif. Daha Amrinan, who? Velo Machshirov. That's what I'm talking about Machshirin, Pirish. Ochel Nefesh, Velo Machshirov. Yes. Machshirin, you're right. Machshiri ochel nefesh, you're right. Could I have done it yesterday? Then I should have done it yesterday. The kigon l'sak in shpud to fix the utensils. What are you fixing it now in Yom Tov for? Fix it yesterday. Get the whole. Now you're gonna fix it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lochem l'chol tarchechem v'hu levado itzrich l'aser machshirin. Machshirin or aser she'ef shel l'sak din be'erev Yom Tov. If you could have done it earlier, Alma dafka machshirin yesh lechiluk bein ef shel asos to me'erev Yom Tov bein e'ef shel. The only difference is if it's a machshirin. Avol ochel nefesh. What about ochel nefesh? Kul yal mamoda dafilu efshel lasos. Afilu efshel lasos from the erev yontif mutter lasos from yontif. Even if I could have done it yesterday, I could have cooked yesterday. I could have done that. Shabbos, no one cooks on Shabbos. Everyone manages to get it ready beforehand. So why is that any different? Good question. V'yesh omrim. Hilk de lakach ain't sudden. You know what? I can answer you for trapping. The shema yotzu dogim temeim. Maybe you're gonna trap also non kosher fish. She ain't on torah. You don't need to do that. So that's why you can't trap on yontif, because you might trap other animals, other fish. Seth tosses lo nehira. That can't be right. Dim kain have melacha shein tzricha lagufa. The mutar. It's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. I don't want that fish, right? It's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. It's mutar. So that can't be right. The truth is, the Ran does give an answer that the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because it's Tirchi Yisera. You'll trap other animals. You're right, it's a Malka Shetirchi Lagufa. What do you do? What do you have to do that for? It's Tirchi Yisera, which is also a very slippery slope, what that is exactly. Anyway, Tosa is going to give a more fundamental answer, which is not going to answer trapping. It's not going to answer why you're not allowed to trap on your other. Al Kain, Pirish Rabbeinu Nisanel Mikinun, De Biyushalmi Yesh Ach Asher Yochal Nefesh. There's a Pasuk. It says ochel nefesh. V'samach le, and right next to that it says u'shmarta mesamatzos. Right? Osam meleches shemishimur ve'elech hein mutaros. Therefore, all the melechos from shimur, when's shimur? It's really a machlokes. But Tosfos assumes it's from lisha. From when you knead the dough. That's when you have to make sure the dough doesn't become chametz. That's when you have to watch it. Therefore, the hainu milisha ve'elech. The only malachos that are mutter on Shabbos are from Lisha and on. All the malachos before Lisha, which are like 9 of them, that you're not allowed to do on Yantar. Kotzer is one of them. So I'm not allowed to do Kotzer. What about trapping? Trapping is after Lisha in the list of 39. It comes afterwards. Aval shar malachos. Demikodem lakein asurin. Malachos before that are asur. Ve'od debirushalmi. That's his answer. Then he gives another answer. Yesh miyot achar ach shalaliktzar shemutter shalaliktzar. He gives another thing that the Rishon is a diuk there. It's 3 diukim and he gets out of kotzer. But the main answer is because it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk tells you what can you do to prepare for Shabbos only from Lisha and on. Okay? What about everything before Lisha? It's a problem. The problem is we didn't really hold like that. We didn't really hold like this. We hold like this almost. So the truth is the Mechaber says as follows. He says, this is the first opening line of Hilchas Yontif. Kol malacha, any malacha, ha'asur b'Shabbos. Now I'll do it on Shabbos. Asur b'Yontif. You can't do it on Yontif. Chutz, except, m'malachas ochel nefesh, except for ochel nefesh. V'chutz mehotzah v'havara, and also hotzah, carrying and lighting a fire. Which has nothing to do with ochel nefesh. Think about it. What does carrying have to do with ochel nefesh? V'chein, machshiri ochel nefesh, shloha ye'ef shalah so'os ha'metzel. Machshiri that you couldn't do beforehand. Okay? Which we all, that we just, we did all that. Then the Ramah says, v'yesh machmirin afilu ba'ochel nefesh atmo, kol she'eino mafig tam klal. Also, if it makes no difference, if it makes no difference in taste, why are you doing it on Yontif? That's a chumrah that the Rama said. Okay. I'm not going into all the hilchos of Yontif. Here, beis. Kitzira, kotzer. Utechina, which is grinding, which is before Lisha. Ubitzira, which is another way of saying harvesting. Usechita, which is dash. Vitzeda, and trapping. Afal pi shehem alachas ochel nefesh, asurim chachamim. They're all usher. Why are they usher? So the Mishnah Berurah said, it has nothing to do with what Tosfos said, based on a pasuk. It's because if you're going to spend your whole day plowing, what kind of yantif is that? What kind of simchas yantif is that? Right? Not simchas yantif. The Mishnah Berurah says, hu adin disha, harkada, sifting, schita, to be soche. Here. Every malacha ochel nefesh is mutter, even plowing. Can you imagine getting to a plow in Yontif? Can you imagine even that? Aval chachamim asru devarim sheheim avodah rabbah. That's asr. Can go in hani. Sha'adam raga liptar sadeu. The person is going to be harvesting. Liptar karmo ka'echad lidroch kolanov of be'echad lichzasol and harvi hamachas imkain yitarid kaliyam ba'avadaso. What kind of Yontif is that? The yimana misimchas yantif. You're not gonna have any simchas yantif. Lochein, therefore, asru chachamim afilu ayde shinu aser. Ve'hinichu behetayron rach dvarim shemestama hein rach l'tzarach ochel achilas yantif. Okay.
Picking up the apple takes 3 seconds.
What? That's a slippery slope that we're not gonna go down. Yeah. So therefore, it's all aser. So now there are like a few malachos that really need more fine tuning. So what about grinding? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only avodah rabbah, like plowing, all these things. Lischoton harbe b'pamachas. What if I want to just squeeze one lemon on my chicken? I can't do that. On Yontif? Because it's chita? Because it's dosh? Let's say I don't want to eat watermelon seeds that way. I want to eat watermelon seeds like a normal person. So I can't do that on Yontif? Because it's borer? Borer is before Lisha. I can't do that? Right? So, the truth is, later on, in Kuf Yud, the Mechaber says it's Borer gets its own Kuf Yud. Haborer kitnios b'yamtif Borer kedarko b'cheko u'betamchoy. You can do Borer. You can only do Borer when it's mamish for the eating. To go do Borer for the otzer, that's not a problem. And if you don't have to, I want to eat the watermelon seeds like this, and I want to put the gravy like this, and all the Shabbos issues that you can do. So, according to Tosfos, his reason has nothing to do with this. It was a pasuk. The pasuk said only from Lishan on. Comes along, the other, it's not like that. What?
Yeah.
What? You don't make, doesn't make. It's a beferish halacha.
I didn't say it's not halacha.
Right? So only.
But the halacha is derived from what? I mean.
What?
Somebody determined, okay, this is too much, this is not too much.
Right. So the Mr. Brewer says the reason...
That has to come from the source.
Tosos is reason. So Tosos gives you a reason. It's based on a pasuk.
Okay.
Pasuk. Comes along the Mechaber, it's not a pasuk.
If you're thinking about it logically, okay? He's starting from Lisha.
Yeah.
I have the grains inside my storage thing.
Right.
Why can't I take them out and start breaking them up and start doing the thing from there? That makes more sense.
What do you mean?
Grinding, you mean?
Yeah. Makes more sense.
He said, I would assume that's because he said, you know, let's do Malacha Arba. But I don't understand Halakha Arba. I don't understand what the Halakha Arba means.
You want to tell me not to go into my field? Okay, I can understand.
Yeah, you're going to get out of the combine, no problem. But what's Halakha Arba? I mean, it begs a definition.
Exactly.
And just to say one thing, the Mishnah Berurah does say that.
Arbitrary. Yeah, the way it is right now.
He does say, where is this? He says, the harbe poskim cholkin, others argue, the sovereign they hold, the malechas avodah haniz karm la'el, all these avodahs, asim ha Torah, afilu b'ochel nefesh. First shot was, it was a gzira d'rabban. Otherwise, what kind of yantif is that, being in the field all day? Right? Then he says, that's not what we hold. We hold it's a daraisa. V'lohi tira ha-torah ba'ochel nefesh, what's mutter? Mashu derech lasos liyom zeh. Only what you need for this day. Kigon, Lisha, Afia, the Eilech, Ukahai Gavna, Malachos, Shehem, Lutzarech, Achil, Biyantif. And other things you need to eat on Yantif. Uprate Nidim, I'm going to go through on and on and on. So later, in Kuf Yud, that's Tof Tzadik Ches. Then he has a whole section on Shechita. That's after that you're allowed to do on Yantif, right? Half this Mesech is about Shechita on Yantif. So then when you get to Kuf Yud, way at the end, he talks about straining and sifting and borer, all these malachos that come up when you're eating. They come when you're eating. So the truth is, there's really a difference between plowing and sifting. You say, well, why do you want to take one apple off the tree? That's an akasha. Because you can't do take one. Because once there's one in 100. But I'm sitting at my table. But if I'm sitting at my table, then I have to eat the same way I eat on Shabbos? I don't know. The Mechaber seems to say no. Okay, I thought that was like really, this is really the nuts and bolts of Hilchos Yontif. Right? This is the olive base of Hilchos Yontif. Right?
But the osir was not done for me consumption.
Right, so that's all still osir. Right. So, right, that's all still osir. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at your table. So even in the second pshat of the Mishnah Berurah, which is more machmir, where he says it's all darasa daraisa, he says anything you need for that day you can do, right? Okay. Right. So might include all that. Right. Right. I don't know how do people practice lamaisa. How do they do?
They cook on yantar.
I know. What about other things? Everyone cooks on yantar. Where does it say it over here? Yeah, okay. Okay, next. That was answer number 3. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, my goodness. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Gzeira Mishom Mashkin Shezavu. It's a Gzeira because of Mashkin Shezavu. What's Mashkin Shezavu? You're not allowed to squeeze a fruit to get the juice out. That's dosh. So what if it happens by itself? But I can't squeeze it. So if I see the egg came out, I might squeeze fruit. Okay? Amalei Abaya, 1 second, same question. Mashkin Shezavu time amai. Why can't I? Gzeira Shemi Yischot. You might come to squeeze. So he goofed Gzeira. Vana Nekam Vidig Gzeira Lugzeira. And the Gemara says, Kula Chad Gzeira. Now, Kula Kirab Nachman Lo Amri Kikashian. Nobody wanted Holo Kirab Nachman because we asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha we asked? Then why did the Mishnah talk about the chicken also? Why did the Mishnah do that? So no one was like him. Kiraba Nami Lo Amri Hachana Lesli. Nobody wanted a whole like Rava because nobody holds like Hachana. What kind of Hachana is that? God made Hachana. Nobody wanted to accept that. El Rabbi Yosef, my time alone with Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did Rabbi Yosef hold like Rabbi Yitzchak? In other words, what's their? They both hold from Gzeiras. One's a Gzeira of Mashkim and one's a Gzeira of fruit. So why didn't they hold like each other? They come with their own Gzeiras. Amalach Beita Uchla. I'll tell you why. Food. Egg is food, uperos ochla, and fruit is food. Lafuke mashkin, lav ochla. You're bringing me a gzeira from liquids? An egg is not a liquid. Rabbi Yitzchak, my timer. The Ben Yoyad, the Tzlach asks, why did the Gemara ask it in backwards order? Right? Rabbi Yitzchak came third. Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. Rabbi Yitzchak, my time alone, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak call it Rabbi Yosef? Amalach, beitza belua, because the beitza was swallowed up inside the mother. Umashkin beluin, and the mashkin is swallowed up inside the fruit. Lafuke peros, the magalu v'kaimu. Not like fruit, which are exposed, standing on a tree like that. V'yaf Rabbi Yochanan tzav ha'gzera v'shom mashkin shezavu. And Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, also held the same thing. It's a gzera for mashkin shezavu. How do you see that? The Rabbi Yochanan rami Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda umashani. Because Rabbi Yochanan raised his stira within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and he answered it. What's the stira? Tanan. It says in Masechta Shabbos as follows. Ein sochatin asaperos lahotzi mehen mashkin. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit to get the juice out. V'im yotzu me'atzman. And if it came out on its own, asurin, it's usur. Why? Zero, you might do it yourself. Rabbi Yehuda omer, it depends. Im la'ochlan hayotzi mehen mutter. If you were going to eat the fruit, then it's mutter. V'im la'mashkin, but if you wanted that juice, only he was going to have this fruit, it was for the juice in it, then hayotzi mehen asr. Then if it came out, it's taka asa. Alma, what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda would allow the juice that came out if your intention was to eat the fruit. Why? Because it's like a slice of bread. It's an extension of the fruit. He would allow that. Kol ochlin Rabbi Yehuda, ochlin da'afrasu. What do you see from here? That any time a food comes off another food, it's mutter. Right? Got that? Viraminhu, but 1 second. In Erevin, it says like this. V'od Amr of Yehuda, Masna Adam al Kilkala shall pay Rosh Biyam Tefrishon. A guy has a basket of fruit, and he didn't take off Meiser. And what does he do? It's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So he makes it following tonight. He says like this. If 2 days Rosh Hashanah, only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In the Torah, only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So he says like this. If today's Chol, then I'm taking off Truma right now. And then tomorrow he says, if, then what does he do tomorrow? Right? And if today's Kodesh, then what, on the first day, then what I just said is nothing. Because it's Yontif. He can't take off Truma Yontif. The second day, he takes the same Peros, and he says like this. If yesterday was Kodesh, and today's Chol, then I'm taking off Truma right now. And if today's Kodesh, and yesterday was Chol, then I took off the Truma already. It took it off yesterday.
He can't eat till the second day.
What?
He can't eat till the second day.
The ochla basheni. And he can eat it on the second day. Second day you can eat it. The im beta shenol de barishon. Teochla basheni. And also, if an egg was laid on the first day, you can eat it on the second day. For the exact same reason. Basheni in barishon lo. On the second day, yeah. On the first day, not. Why not? Rabbi Huda just said a minute ago. Rabbi Huda just said a minute ago that if the fruit came out, if the juice came out and I wanted to eat it, it's okay. So why can't I eat this? Why can't I eat this egg on the first day? Why not?
The chicken was for eating.
Well, let's say the chicken was for eating. So why not? I have to wait until the second day? Why? Rabbi Huda is the same man. It doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Yochanan comes along. Umeshani Rabbi Yochanan. Mukhulefes Hashita. Change the Shita in the first in Shabbos. To say what? The Rabbi Yehuda would not allow it. To make it consistent. And since Rabbi Yochanan compares both of these statements of Rabbi Yehuda to be the same, one reason. What's the reason? Because he holds a Masha Shazavu. Okay? Ravina Amar. Ravina gives another answer within the apparent stira of Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to change any shitas. In one place Rabbi Huda seems to say it's mutter, and in one place he says it's aser. No. Rabbi Huda l'divrehem de rabbanan ka'amalu. He was talking to the rabbanan. L'didi, I hold afilu barishon amishari. Even the first day you can eat the egg. Why? D'ochud ofrezu. It's like a slice of bread. If you take a loaf of bread, you make a slice out of it. Can you eat the slice? Of course. Same thing with the egg. El l'didchu, but according to you guys. Odili miyaf the b'sheni sharia the shnei kedushas in. Wouldn't you agree that on the second day you can eat it? It's 2 kedushas. Famer le rabbanan lo kedusha achati. It's 1 kedusha, and therefore I wouldn't allow it. That's not a stira. A third answer. How to explain the stira? Ravina b'ed ravula amar. No. Hachar b'tanak ol. So omed just a gadol beitzim. No. It's an egg. It's a chicken that was raised for the eggs. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei the islam mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds from mukta. The whole thing's not a stira. Okay, good. Now, Meisve. This is a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, who gave two reasons to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Beit Hillel did not allow you to eat the egg on Yontif. Why not? One said it's Xerah because of Mashka, one said it's Xerah because of fruit that fall off a tree. Okay? Those two answers. Now, Meisve, 1 second. Echad Beitah Shinol de B'Shabbos. If an egg is laid on Shabbos. And if an egg is laid on Yontif, ain metal to losa. You're not allowed to move it. The egg is muksa. Lo lechazos bo es hakli. You can't use it to put over a kli. Lo lismoch bo kari hamita. You can't use it to hold up a bed that the leg is too short. You can't put the egg there. Aval kofe oleha es hakli. But you can take a kli and cover the egg. B'shvil shlo tishaver. So you shouldn't lose the egg. Tosfos says, 1 second. Didn't we have a rule that if something is muksa, you can't take another kli? You can't take another kli and now make this kli not being used because I'm protecting the buksa. Remember we learned that? Remember we learned how to do that? You can't take a kli and be mevatel its use.
Pick it up if you want to use it.
Huh?
Just pick up the kli if you want.
So Tosfos answers, basically what you're saying, he says, no, you moved this kli for a valid reason. I had to move this kli. Someone put the kli on my chair, and I want to sit down. So I'm allowed to pick up the kli. Once I pick it up, I can put it up wherever I want. I can put it even, I can cover the egg. That I'm allowed to do. Okay, anyway, so that's all a nice braisa here. The egg is muktzah, basically. Basically, it's a fancy way, we said it six times, it's muktzah. Usveka asura. What if it's a suffik? I'm not sure when it was laid. Was it laid yontif? Was it laid erev yontif? I'm not sure. It's a suffik. It's asur. Why is it asur? Why is it asur? Because it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. After yontif, it's going to be mutter no matter what. So you have to wait. So asur. What about this one? V'imnis arve be'elef. What if it got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs? Kulan asuras, they're all usher. Why are they all usher? Same answer. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's going to be mutter in 2 days from now. Now, 1 second. Bishlam ala Rabba, according to Rabba, the Amar who said, Mishum hachana. Rabba said it's a hachana issue. Now, the kasha was on Rabba. Why the Gemara even says this is a question. The question is on Rabba, right? Havi sveka doraisa. It's a safek doraisa. V'chal sveka doraisa l'chumra. Safek doraisa is l'chumra. When was it laid? It's a big safek. Ela l'Rav Yosef u'l'Rav Yitzcha. To Amar, Mishum gzeira. Right? The whole thing was a gzeira. So I'm not sure. Was it laid on Yontif? Was it laid before Yontif? The whole thing's a gzeira. Sveka derabanan hi. V'chal sveka derabanan l'kula. The whole thing's a safek derabanan. Even if it was laid on Yontif, it's only derabanan. Even if it was laid on Yontif, it's only asur midarabanan. Why? It's a gzeira. So what do you mean? What do you mean it fell to all 1,000 of us there? Why? What's the reason for that? It's safek derabanan lekula. So the Gemara answer is very difficult answer. No, seifa asan l'safek treifa. No, it wasn't a safek when it was laid. It's a safek if it's a treif from a treif bird, or from a bird that was going to die. That's asur midaraisa. You hear the answer? We said it was a safek when it was laid. Yeah, you're right. That's a derabanan. That's not the suffix. The suffix was, who's the mother of this bird, of this egg? Is the mother a treifa? That's a suffix deraisa. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Ihachi eim seifa. What does the seifa say? Nis arva ve'elef. If it got mixed up with 1,000, kulan asuras. They're all asur. Right? Why are they all asur? E amet bishlam a suffix yad the suffix chol. If it's a suffix, if it's yad the if it's chol. I'm not sure. Have a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin. Afilu be'elef lo batel. Why should I allow it today? It'll be mutter tomorrow. Wait. I did 1,000 of them. Wait. Ela iamet suffik treifa. If it's a suffik, if it's a treifa or not, then davar sheyesh lo matirin hu. It's never going to become mutter. So if it's bittel barov. We have a din called bittel barov. It fell to 1,000, it should all be mutter. Right? What's going on here? V'chi tema beita chashuv v'lo batla. And you want to tell me that a beita is chashuv, and therefore it's not batal. Right? That's another concept. Now we're going to have a whole long tangent whether or not an egg is chashuv and batal or not. A whole long tangent. And we're going to get to the answer at the bottom of the page. I don't know if we can do the answer today. We're actually going to do it. Well, we'll see how far we get. V'chi tema beita chashuv v'lo batla. That's a machlokes, and that would only work according to one person. But according to the other person, that's not going to be an answer. Now we're going to enter the whole story about whether an egg is why? Hani chilamanda amar kol shadarko limonos shaninu. That's true if there's a machlokes. How are things bought? Are they bought by number? Or are they bought by what? No, that's the same thing as number.
By weight.
By weight. Or by estimation. Give me a bag of that. Give me a bag of mustard seeds. Nobody buys pistachio nuts. I want 2 pistachios. Nobody does that. Right? Nobody does that. Give me a bag. Give me a pound. That is not chashuv. Right? So, right? That's not chashuv. Nobody does that. Somebody could say, in those days, I want 2 eggs. Now, that's not normal. Most times they don't do it like that. But since sometimes they do it like that, then it would be that it could be chashuv and it's not going to be batal. Because chashuv things are not batal. Okay?
You want
1 dozen eggs. No, that's today. Don't talk about today. But then. Then
they would weigh them.
I want a bag of eggs, a basket of eggs. So they would weigh it. Or they would say, I want a few eggs. I want how many, 3. So since you buy them by the number, they're considered chashuv. There are certain items you never buy by a number, like spices.
Right.
Right? I want one kernel of salt. Nobody does that.
Eggs you do by number, that you do by that.
Since eggs you can do by both. Since eggs you can do by both, it's a machlokas. Machlokas, it's a machlokas. So the first man to Omar says, by everything. The first man to Omar says, where am I? Es shedarko limonos shaninu. That would make sense, according to the one who holds, that any item that you will purchase, any item that you will purchase by number, is chashiv and can't become batal. Ella, lamanda amar es shedarko limonos shaninu. But according to the one who holds, there are a certain number of things in this world, six of them, or maybe seven of them, that are purchased that way. Everything else is not chashiv. Ma'ik lamemar. What are you going to say? Why on earth is this egg not batal? Ditnan, mi shahayulu chavile tilson. If someone has a bundle of, what's tilson?
Fenugreek.
If someone has a bundle of fenugreek, shall klai hakerem, and if it happens to be klai hakerem, yidloku. You have to destroy it. Why? Because it's aser bahana. What about nisarvu ba'acheros? It fell into another bundle of fenugreek, ba'acheros, and that fell into another bundle. Kulam yidloku. The whole thing has to be destroyed. Why? Because it's not batal. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, not batal. Why? Because sometimes you'll buy fenugreek by the number. V'chachamim omrim, no. Yalu ba'achas u'masayim. It's batal 1 in 200. Why? Shahi Reb Meir omer es shadarko limnos mikadesh. Since sometimes you'll buy it individually by a number, therefore it's chashiv. It's never going to become batal. It falls into 10 million, you have to destroy all 10 million. V'chachamim omrim, There are only six things that are purchased always and forever, purchased by number. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shiva, he says the seventh one. The Elohim, these are them. It goes a Perech, the nuts from Perech, Rimoni Badon, Rimonim from Badon, Chavios Stumos, the sealed barrels of wine, and in there could be Arlo or Klayim, Khalife leaves, Trudin of beets, Kilche Kruv, stalks of kruv, cabbage, udalas, yivanis, Greek gourd, Rabbi Kiva Mosev, afki karos shel bal habayis. Also cookies made by a bal habayis. Okay. Now, haro'u la'arla, if they're roi for arla, meaning go from a tree, right? Arla, then has the status of arla, meaning it got mixed up. Haro'u la'klayakarem, klayakarem. Okay? The itmar Allah, and we said about this, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Es shedarko limnos shaninu. It's sometimes bought like that, right? Rishur ben Lakish Amar. No, I said it backwards. What?
Exclusively.
And Rishur ben Lakish Amar, kol shedarko limnos shaninu. Anything you can buy by number, even eggs. So, honey, chalav Rishur ben Lakish. So, according to Rishur ben Lakish, it's out of kasha. The reason why the egg is not bottle is because it's chashav. Ella l'Rav Yochanan, ma'ikol l'meimar. According to Rav Yochanan, why not? Why not? So, Amar of Papa, I'll tell you why not. Hi Tana, this Tana that said what? That an egg is a trefa, cannot become batal. That's what we're talking about, right? The egg is a trefa, it's not going to become batal. Tana, the litra kitiosu. He's the Tana that spoke about, a litra is a measure of pressed figs. The Amar, kol davar she b'minyin. Anything that's sold with a minyan, afilu b'derabanan, even if it's a derabanan, like truma of te'enim, lo batal, it's not batal, v'kol shkein b'daraisa, and all the more so if it's a daraisa, like what? Like a beta that's a trefa. In other words, they hold like a third opinion, that, and if it's sold by number, it's a problem.
Even if it's not exclusive.
Therefore, it's not bottle. Therefore, it's not bottle. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I'll tell you why. Ditnan, literal kitzios, shadar salpia. It is so complicated what's going to happen now in the next 20 lines. Your head's going to spin. Because there's a machlokes, what the machlokes is about. In other words, it's a machlokes, it's four people. One Tana says what two people are arguing about. And someone else says, no, those two people are arguing about something else. And in this whole, your head's going to spin. Michael's giving it tomorrow, so that's good for me. In there, you'll get the whole discussion about this litra and that it'd be, what?
Michael would chart it for us.
a chart would really help. It's so complicated tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.